Me nanny sent me home to tell me ma. Called into Jo on the way so she could come back to mine and be a witness if someone tried to murder me. They didn't even bother ripping me out of it. Said it was a bit late for all that now. Sitting on me bed crying when me ma walks by and asks what's wrong.
Nothing.
I slammed the door in her face. She calls me a moody little bitch and corners Jo on the landing.
What's gotten into her?
Jo says she hasn't noticed. Decide I'll tell her after we go to the cinema, because there's no point in ruining the whole night. We're walking out the front door when my ma calls me into the living room and tells me to sit. There's something up. She's not stupid. Spit it out. Jo and me look at each other and together I say nothing. And Jo says, tell her. My ma's starting to panic now, shouting, well, someone better tell me. Jo is staring at me, making it real obvious there's something to actually tell. Come on, Amber. Just say it. She gives me her fucking school teacher stare again, then turns to me ma, real matter of fact, and says, Amber's pregnant. I can't believe she just said that. I'm gonna thump her, the mouthpiece. We are so finished after this.
For who?
Paul, I say.
Paul? That bloke you're always texting, but the rest of us hardly know.
And when she says his name, she makes this really funny face. Don't know whether it's nerves or what, but I get into a fit of giggles. Me ma's losing it now.
What has Paul got to say about all this?
Jo gets up to go, but she's not going anywhere without me.
You are going nowhere, lady, me ma says.
I am. The pictures.
Jace is the hysterics over you. Swear she was the one pregnant.
Amber, we have to talk about this.
I'm ringing your nanny.
As I'm closing the door, I can hear her on the phone. She'll flip when she finds out me nanny already knows. I'm going to have a baby.
A baby? I'm so fucked.